You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy. I know you've been stomping at the Savoy, romping at the Royal, and now you're going jumping at the Juke. I'm your furry leader and jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you back to the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. Each week, I feature a jukebox full of the soul that came before rock and roll. The music that inspired the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. It all began with post-World War II rhythm and blues combos, along with a heavy dose of gospel and vocal groups, a smidge of country and western music, and you've got the ingredients for rock and roll. Over the past three Juke in the Back shows, I've been digging deep on the most important and influential rhythm and blues independent record label of all time, Atlantic Records. We've heard Atlantic go from the new kid on the block in late 1947 to one of the biggest independent labels of the early 1950s, scoring hit after hit from the likes of Ruth Brown, The Clovers, Big Joe Turner, Joe Morris, Stick McGee, and many more. This week I present part four, featuring the year 1952. And in this week's episode, we're gonna hear even more hits by The Clovers, Big Joe Turner, Ruth Brown, along with a few surprises by a couple of female artists you don't hear from every day. But let's kick off part four at the end of 1951. The Clovers were just coming off a number one record with their first single for Atlantic, written by Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan, called Don't You Know I Love You So. It was number one for 2 weeks, helping to establish the Clovers and Atlantic as a future home for many great vocal groups. Their second single, released in August, was Fool, 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 a tune also written by Ahmet Erdogan. It was recorded in New York City on July 12th of 51, backed up by Willis Jackson's band, and featuring Buddy Bailey singing the lead vocal. Fool, Fool, Fool entered the charts in September, and by November 10th, it was number one, where it stayed for a whopping 6 weeks. Fool, Fool, Fool became the Clovers' biggest hit of their entire career. And now it's going to kick off part four of the Atlantic record story right here on the Juke in the Back. From Washington, D.C., here are the Clovers.
Time that I met you, you looked so doggone sweet. When you walked down the street, I said, there goes my meat. Ooh, that I was too. was to think you could love me too. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess I still love you and will always be the same old fool that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too.
His real name is Roland Byrd. He recorded for Mercury as Roy Byrd, and Atlantic billed him as Professor Longhair so they could release his records simultaneously with Mercury. But on that 1951 Atlantic single, Hey Little Girl, Professor Longhair is billed as Roy Baldhead Byrd and his New Orleans rhythm. So why did Atlantic drop the Professor Longhair? Well, during the summer of 1950, the Professor had scored a top five rhythm and blues hit for Mercury as Roy Byrd with Bald Head. Atlantic was trying to capitalize on his real name. So Professor Longhair was out, and Roy Bald Head Byrd, reminding people of his hit record, was in. That song, Hey Little Girl, which was recorded in New Orleans sometime in October of 1949, did not chart. In fact, Professor Longhair, or Roy Byrd, only had one hit in his entire career, and that was Bald Head for Mercury. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Atlantic Records story, part 4, this week on The Juke in the Back. This next song is a non-charter for a lady who charted plenty of singles for Atlantic during the 1950s. Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown. Shine On, Big Bright Moon, Shine On comes from a session held on August 29th, 1951 in New York. But it does not feature Bud Johnson's orchestra backing her up. This time she's backed up by Howard Biggs. In the Howard Biggs band at the time was tenor saxophonist Willis Gator Tail Jackson. Man, does he know how to swing this one. Here's Ruth Brown getting down to the sound that's all around with Shine On, Big Bright Moon, Shine On.
Thank you. they can't understand.
Big Joe Turner with the second hit of his Atlantic career, recorded at the same session as his first hit, Chains of Love, April 19th, 1951, in New York. And man, I just love that he gives out his telephone number in that song, The Chill Is On. But the number is Cherry I 812, which cracks me up every time. Cherry I 812. Oh, mercy. His first single for Atlantic, Chains of Love, went to number 2 earlier in the year. And that one, The Chill Is On, went to number 3 in the early part of 1952. It was issued in mid-December of 51. Up next is a woman who had a fantastic career for RCA's Bluebird label. I'm talking about Lil Green. She recorded songs like Romance in the Dark in the early 1940s. RCA would reissue some of this early material in the mid-1950s after her death on their Groove subsidiary label. Lil Green could sure sing, and that's evident on her Atlantic sides, even though she was sick at this point, and it was just before her death in 1954. She died of pneumonia at the age of 34. She only had one session with Atlantic, held on September 19th of 51 in New York, and it yielded one single, released in early 1952. Here's Lil Green, backed up by the Howard Biggs Orchestra, with Every Time.
I want more loving, whoa.
generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
Ernie Warren laying down a fantabulous lead for Baltimore's own Cardinals and their rendition of Wheel of Fortune, a tune first made popular by Johnny Hartman. Versions by Sonny Gale and Dinah Washington followed, and of course K-Star had a number one pop hit with Wheel of Fortune. The Cardinals recorded their version on October 6th of 51. It was released in March of 52, where it topped out at number 6. That would be the Cardinals' second of three charting records during their career, which consisted of 12 singles released on Atlantic. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring part 4 of the Atlantic record story this week, focusing on the year 1952. A couple of records ago, we heard Big Joe Turner with The Chill Is On. And now he quickly follows up that big number 3 record with another number 3 record from April of 52. It's Sweet 16. It was recorded on January 20th of 52 and once again features Van Piano Man Walls laying down a tasty piano lick and Joe Turner once again shouting those blues to perfection. As we dig on the soul that came before rock and roll, Here's Joe Turner with Van Piano Man Walls and his orchestra and Sweet 16.
Give me 15 hours, and I'll prove my love to you. let me know. If you ever think about me, Daddy, won't you let me know? I'll be your loving baby. You can be my so-and-so.
Rhythm Ruth Brown returns with another number one smash. The song was written by Rudy Toombs and recorded on February 13, 1952, featuring her future husband, Willis Gator Tail Jackson, blowing the tenor, Van Piano Man Walls tickling those ivories, and Connie Kay banging on them tubs. It first charted in April, and by May 3rd of 52, it hit number one, where it remained for 7 solid weeks. This was her second of 5 number one rhythm and blues hits. This next tune was also another mega hit written by songwriter Rudy Toombs. It's One Mint Julep by The Clovers. The Clovers, whose first 2 records both went to number one. But One Mint Julep only went to number 2 in April of 52. It was recorded on December 19th of 51 and features pretty much the same band that was on Ruth Brown's 5, 10, 15 Hours. Willis Jackson, Van Piano Man Walls, and Connie Kay. The remainder of the musicians are unknown. There's a lesson here, baby, so listen closely. Here are the Clovers with One Mint Julep. You know it was the cause of it all. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Atlantic Records, Part 4, 1952, this week on The Juke in the Back.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One Mint Julep was the cause of it all. The lights were burning low there in the parlor, went through the kitchen door. I popped her father, he said, I saw you wet. My daughter got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. A Mint Julep, a Mint Julep, a Mint Julep, a Mint Julep. Oh, Mint Julep was the cause of it all. Now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got me. 6 extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a Mint Julep, a Mint Julep, a Mint Julep, a Mint Julep. One Mint Julep was the cause of it all.
I drink, I bleed, and I made that party rock.
alarm clock boogie, 7, 8, 9. Alarm clock boogie, 10, 11, 12. Alarm clock boogie, alarm clock boogie makes that old bed shake. Ooh, 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 alarm clock boogie. Ooh, 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 alarm clock boogie. Ooh, 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 alarm clock boogie. Ooh, 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 alarm clock boogie.
Odell Turner, backed up by the Jesse Stone Orchestra with Alarm Clock Boogie, recorded on February 7th, 1952 in New York, and that is the only known recording session for Odell Turner. She recorded 4 songs that day. 2 of them were issued by Atlantic on that single. The other 2 remain unreleased. She's a footnote in history, but she's a part of this week's Juke in the Back, Atlantic Records, Part 4, 1952, as the Clovers return to our microphones with their 3rd and final number 1 hit record, Ting-a-Ling, once again written by Ahmet Erdogan. Recorded on March 18th, it entered the chart in late July, and by the 6th of September, it was number 1 for 1 week. Here are the Clovers with their final number 1 record, Ting-a-Ling.
What's the matter, son? Are you blowing your top?
Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. The way they rock and roll and call me angel child. The way they laugh, the way they sing, it makes my heart go tingling. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go tingling. The way they laugh, sing, makes my heart go tingling. Tingling, ting-a-ling, 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 ting-a-ling.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records, and Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade is back, featuring Billy Mitchell on lead vocals. This was Atlantic's final single of 1951. It was recorded on April 21st of 51 and issued at the end of December. It's about a girl named Verna Lee, sung by Billy Mitchell. Here's this week's Great 78, Joe Morris Blues Cavalcade.
Once I loved a woman by the name of Verna Lee. Once I loved a woman by the name of Verna Lee. Yes, she took all of my money. Then she ran away from me. Once I caught her cheating, that was not so long ago. Once I caught her cheating, that wasn't long ago. Yeah, she pleaded for forgiveness, said she never do that anymore.
The real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Baby, don't you cry. Mine. My heart's about to break.
strong. I don't mind it if it's all night, Daddy. Daddy, 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 right or wrong. I'm gonna need you for a long time, Daddy. Gotta love me, Daddy, from now on. That's what you got to do. When you thrill me like you thrill me with a touch that always fills me with love, so fine. In the morning when the clock strikes four, you're the lover that I'm going to depend on. To love me, Daddy, never let me go. That's all I ask of you. I'll try to show you how I need your two arms to hold me when I'm lonely. So tell me, Daddy, are you going to thrill your baby like I want you to? And love me, Daddy, for a long, long time. When you hug me and you kiss me, give me love that I've been missing, I feel so good. Daddy, 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 hold me tight. Want to feel your tender arms all around me. Daddy, Daddy, while the moon is bright, sweet, gentle and kind.
Singing to her daddy, Daddy, who at the time was her tenor sax player, Willis Gator Tail Jackson. He played a smoking tenor solo on that record, helping to bring it to number 3 during the fall of 52. Also, I have to tip the cap to some more tasty piano licks provided by Harry Van the Piano Man Walls. Only 2 songs were recorded at that July 2nd, 1952 session, and they were released as Atlantic single 973. Daddy Daddy was another tune written by Rudy Toombs. Before that, we heard a tune penned by Doc Pomus for Big Joe Turner. It was one of Pomus's early compositions, Don't You Cry, which was number 5 by the late summer of 52. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of The Juke in the Back, as we've looked at Atlantic Records' singles output during the year of 1952. This has been Part 4. Part 5 will be coming at you next week, where we'll finish up in 52, but spend most of the program concentrating on 1953 and one of Atlantic's great acquisitions, Ray Charles. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's close down Part 4 with Ruth Brown's Flame, Willis Gator Tail Jackson leading his own band for a song he wrote that's named after him, Gator's Groove. It was recorded on May 23rd, 1952. Of course, Gator Tail is blowing the tenor, but we do not know who is playing that organ. It could possibly be Jimmy Evans. Let's get in the groove, Gators, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time on The Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.